School districts say they need a state budget soon in order to know what they'll get for aid programs this year. There are also key differences in what Assembly Republicans have proposed for education spending and revenue limits and what Governor Doyle has proposed. Standing before about two dozen Milwaukee-area school leaders, Doyle said the GOP plan would give the schools $130 million less than what he wants.
So it is time for the grown-ups to emerge here. And it is time for the game playing to stop. And it is time for people to sit down and work through this budget.
Doyle says he knows he won't get everything he wants in the budget, but he says he's firm on denying the Republicans their proposal to reduce the revenue limits.
There will not be a budget signed that says to these school districts that you're going to have to take the kind of cuts that the Assembly is ready to push on them.
But State Assembly Majority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald says strong revenue limits are part of a school funding structure that protects the taxpayer. The Republican from Horicon says his party believes legislative Democrats are helping teachers unions and others play politics.
August 9th, we gave them a proposal. We've heard nothing back. The only thing we've seen them move on is groups like WEAC and Greater Wisconsin out there running ads against Republicans, some of our vulnerable districts.
Fitzgerald says he's not worried about the school year getting off to an uncertain financial start. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.